Why might Denver Broncos wide receiver Tim Patrick be the most important contributor on the Broncos offense in 2022? We break down our season look expectation at Tim Patrick here for this Denver Broncos team this upcoming season. You get that and much more in today's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Welcome back into a brand new episode, Lockdown Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast here on the Lockdown NFL Network, your team every day from the South Stands to the end zone. I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, Broncos analyst for Mile High Sports, joined alongside by my co-host, Sarah Bettinger, site expert at predominantlyorange.com. Both of us cover the Broncos for the Lockdown Network and Nine News. Broncos country, thank you once again for making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day every single day, free and available everywhere you get your podcast, not to mention here on YouTube, where you can watch us. Make sure you hit that subscribe or that follow button if you haven't done so already. Sarah, as we look forward to the Broncos getting back on the practice field next week at the UC Health Training Center, I'm very excited to break down our expectation series, looking at individual players on the Broncos roster and maybe projecting how they can grow, how they can fit in. I tell you what, the guy we get a breakdown here today, Timmy P. I'm excited about it.
Really excited, Cody, to talk about Tim Patrick. Obviously, you know, a guy that's had some interesting, you know, fan, I guess, support kind of over the last couple of years. Like early on, it was like, is he going to be just kind of this wide receiver four, or is he going to be somebody that could really grow into something? And he's really grown into an absolute stud. To see him rewarded last year with the new contract and to see him go an entire season back in 2020 with no drops. I mean, he's really been effectively, I think we can safely say he's been the wide receiver one for the Denver Broncos over the last 2 years. And we're going to get into a little bit of why that is and what that means going forward. But I mean, I think he gets kind of underrated the most of all Broncos receivers. When you talk about now having Russell Wilson at the quarterback position, I feel like he gets underrated the most. So I'm excited to talk about Tim Patrick. Is he becoming a jersey guy for any of you listening out there? Are you going to be rocking number 81 this year? I think he's deserving of that status at this point. He's a really great Bronco, in my opinion.
And he's very outspoken too about, like, you know, guys like Rod Smith. You know, Rod Smith has had a very strong grip on the Broncos wide receivers. Like, believe it or not, he spends a lot of time talking with these guys, and those guys value it. But Tim Patrick, I would say, if you look at anybody on this roster at the receiver position, you can make the argument for Cortland Sutton, but I would feel like Tim Patrick has the overall body of work that proves that he is as quarterback proof as they come. Now, Sarah, here are the quarterbacks that Tim Patrick has played with in his 4 year stint with the Denver Broncos: Case Keenum, Joe Flacco, Drew Lock, Brett Rippon, Brandon Allen, and Teddy Bridgewater. And now you can add Russell Wilson to the mix, who's completely different than any of those guys that I just mentioned. And obviously those guys went up to his compound in San Diego this offseason after the signing became official, and they got to work with Russ a little bit. So Timmy P developing that chemistry as is with Russell Wilson, which is super, super important. But Sarah, I tell you what, there's a lot of things, and you mentioned it. A lot of Broncos fans seem to underrate Tim Patrick a little bit, especially like last offseason, saying, well, Denver needs to go get a legitimate number two or number three receiver. I was like, have we all forgotten about Timmy P? And once again, like, even last offseason, he had the leading touchdowns, the most touchdowns by a Broncos receiver in 2020, in 2021, and he followed it up. Two back-to-back seasons, six touchdowns plus with the organization, 12 touchdowns in 2 years. Very, very efficient football. But Sarah, you know, there's another element of his game that stands out like a sore thumb, and it is a beautiful thing that only has me a little bit more excited about this upcoming season with Russell Wilson. He's a chain mover. Why is that?
He is a chain mover. 39 of his 53 receptions in 2021 alone were for first down. So, I mean, this guy, he makes plays. He consistently makes plays. And you even look back to his early contributions with the team. Remember the game against the Chargers, I believe it was, when he made those big conversions. Even this past season, you know, it's fourth down. You need to go to Tim Patrick. Why? He's the guy that catches everything, and he's always able to move the chains. He's always able to help convert in the red zone when he gets those opportunities to do it. Like we talked about, the Broncos didn't have the best usage of their, you know, their playmakers under Pat Shurmur. And I think that's putting it lightly. So I'm excited to see what he can do, Cody, with a legitimate quarterback. And all due respect to anybody that he may have played with back at Utah, but the list that you just put together right there, I definitely don't think we've seen the best out of Tim Patrick yet. We've seen great things, and we've seen him obviously develop into a second, third contract type of guy. But man, we haven't seen the best. The best is yet to come for Tim Patrick. And I wonder, like, what is that going to look like? You know, what are we going to get to see from him as, you know, Russell Wilson is throwing him the ball? I think that's going to make things very interesting, because have we really gotten a glimpse even of the full arsenal of what Tim Patrick can bring to the table as a receiver? Because nobody really talks about his route running. You know, nobody really talks about, hey, his length in 50-50 situations is a problem. Nobody really talks about any of that stuff. We like to talk about the big plays that he's made, and he's made some really clutch plays for the Denver Broncos in the opportunities that he's been given to make clutch plays when the Broncos are actually in games late. But at the same time, over the course of a full four quarters, over the course of a full season, we have not yet seen Tim Patrick's full arsenal unleashed, and it gets me excited about the possibilities for this Broncos team going forward.
And that could be a very, very scary thing. When you combine Mr. Unlimited with Mr. Reliable, I think the opportunities are endless. And that's something we're actually going to dive into coming up here in just a moment. We're going to talk about what Tim Patrick's role will be in this Broncos offense and what he can do, especially if he sees a decrease in volume, what it can mean in a good way for Broncos country. You get that coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, let me tell you about Built Bar, the sponsor of today's episode of the show. And all week long, we've been hammering it in. Make sure you try out their brand new exclusive flavor, the birthday cake puffs, exclusively at built.com. It's like dipping your finger into a plastic tub of birthday cake frosting. And then when you open your eyes and realize that only 150 calories and 16 grams of protein were consumed, that is tremendous value for a protein bar, and a bar that's covered in 100% milk chocolate, covered in marshmallow fluff there with the protein bar there at the Built Puff edition there. And they have also the 9 amazing original flavors that Built Bar fans can go to. For me, it's the peanut butter brownie. It's my go-to. I like the salted caramel, the double chocolate as well. Plus, the brownie puff batter is back this week for a limited time only at built.com. And you can get your hands on a box of Built Bar today by going to built.com. And when you go to checkout, make sure you use promo code LOCK15, and they're going to get you 15% off your next order at built.com. As we jump into the second half action on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos, we'll dive into a little bit as to what Tim Patrick's role will be on the Broncos offense here in 2022. But before we do that, just real quick, Broncos country, thank you so much for making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day. Every single day, you can get this podcast free and available everywhere you get your podcast in audio format. Take us with you on the go, or you can watch us here on YouTube, on your computer, your TV, or your smartphone. Make sure you hit that subscribe or that follow button if you haven't done so already, and comment for the algorithm. But Sarah, my friend, I love this conversation we're having about Tim Patrick, and we're eager for Broncos country's thoughts on Timmy P along the way. So make sure you tweet us on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL, at Sarah Bettinger at Lockdown Broncos, or here in the comment section, your thoughts on Timmy P's role. But I think a lot of people are wondering here, obviously with the introduction of Russell Wilson into this Broncos offensive scheme here, and an offensive scheme that's going to be predicated on throwing while on the move a little bit, how does this factor in for a guy like Tim Patrick, who has 12 touchdowns in the last two seasons? And I just called him Mr. Reliable just a segment ago here, and I feel like that's going to be a nickname that does apply and will stick with him throughout his tenure. Coming off of a brand new contract extension that George Payton obviously valued what Timmy P has been able to do, I think it says, you know, exactly what he has plans for. Now, how can Nathaniel Hackett incorporate things? Now, I think one of the things, Sarah, the Broncos have more receiving options now than they ever have. More guys who can contribute out of the passing game, you know, even the run game. The offense has more now than it ever has. And I think there's also in the fantasy world, I feel like there's a lot of concern at times like this. Everyone's been talking about Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy. Well, hey, here's Tim Patrick, the guy that's gotten you 12 touchdowns in two seasons here. I think that there's going to be a realm, Sarah, and I'm eager for your thoughts on this. I think that we see a decrease in the overall amount of volume that Tim Patrick has in 2022, but I will hazard a guess here, and this isn't a bold prediction or a hot take, but I think even if he has a decrease in volume, I think he'll have an overall increase in efficiency. I mean, how much more efficient can you get when 39 of your 53 catches move the chains for a first down, 6 touchdowns? I think we can have a realistic scenario where his volume drops a little bit, but his productivity increases, maybe he stays at 6 touchdowns, maybe he has more than 6 touchdowns, but he'll still be the big impact player that we've known him to be.
And I think that's a really valid point because, like we've talked about before, you know, the Broncos were not good at executing in the red zone. So utilizing Tim Patrick in that area, I think obviously the 12 touchdowns over the last two seasons, those really speak for themselves, just to the inefficiency that the Denver Broncos have had in the red zone, but his ability to convert a lot of his own opportunities. So I think that's a great point. You could see his volume of targets maybe go down or maybe hover, similar to what it is. So for anybody that's trying to look at the fantasy football aspect of things, I don't necessarily know that you're going to have Tim Patrick in your starting lineup every single week, but maybe you will, because maybe he's going to be good for a touchdown on every other game or something like that. I mean, that's just the kind of opportunity that he brings to the table for this offense. And you mentioned this, and Tim Patrick's talked about him, but doesn't he really remind of Rod Smith? I mean, for any of the younger fans out there, you've got to go back and you've got to watch Rod Smith highlights. You've got to listen to him talk. He's just everything that Tim Patrick is and represents, that undrafted mentality, the type of, hey, I'm going to do everything that I possibly can to help this team win. Tim Patrick is a great blocker. Rod Smith prided himself in blocking as well. And I think obviously, as you look to Nathaniel Hackett, has referenced a number of times the throwback offense, you know, the old days when John Elway was chucking the ball up to Ed McCaffrey and Rod Smith. I feel like, maybe not even ironically, maybe it's not even coincidence. It's just the stars are aligning for Tim Patrick to really play a similar role to what Rod Smith did back in those days. And they're not exactly the same size or anything, but they bring a lot of the same elements to the table. Tim Patrick, undrafted. Both undrafted. They're both undrafted, and they bring that toughness on the field. You can sense that different type of toughness from undrafted players, and it's just so cool to see. And Tim Patrick does bring that. He brings that underdog mentality, and I think he does compare in a lot of ways very favorably to Rod Smith. So I love that comparison for him, and I think as we see the Broncos getting out on these play-action boots and things like that, don't discount Tim Patrick, because he's not the fastest guy on the field, but he's going to be able to get separation vertically. So I think, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment. We talk about spreading out the volume and things with Tim Patrick. Could his impact be higher even with the volume decrease? I think absolutely yes, because he's already converting a lot of plays into first downs, a lot of opportunities into first downs. He's already converting a lot of red zone chances into touchdowns. So how much better can he be? What can we unlock Tim Patrick after the catch? Can we unlock more of him in the red zone? Can we see more of what he can do just in general? I'm really excited about him for this season.
I really am too, and I'm very excited that George Payton recognized the things in his game, and I'm glad that you mentioned it. Not just as a guy that's going to come down and be a reliable wide receiver, a guy who's going to be a possession threat, a deep ball threat there, a 50-50 threat, a chain mover, but you mentioned just his willingness to get involved in the run game. I mean, for a physical blocker, Timmy P loves to get under the skin of DBs. Like, there's been time he and DBs, especially inside the AFC West, have gone at it. I mean, there was a game, I think, in 2020, if I'm not mistaken, he actually got ejected against the Raiders, and I feel like he should have never been ejected, but it's just the chippiness that he has there. Like, he's not afraid of anybody. He is physical, and I think that's something that Zach Azani really preaches. He wants these Broncos receivers, hey, look, you're going to get your opportunities in the passing game, probably now more so than you ever have in your career so far with the introduction of Russell Wilson, but you still need to block your tail off, and that is one thing that Tim Patrick has embraced. In my opinion, I think he's the best blocking wide receiver that the Broncos have had since Demaryius Thomas, which isn't, I think, a stretch at this point. Timmy P has been around. He's been with guys like DT. I mean, he made his realm on the practice squad. He turned heads in training camp at one point when he was not even on the Broncos, when they took on the 49ers, and then the Broncos found a way to snag him. I think his story, his rise here in the NFL has been very, very important. He's been very underrated, which kind of goes to my other point now as well. Courtland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy have rightfully received a lot of focus for maybe their roles in the offense. I know we'll do an episode down the road here on Jerry Jeudy, but Tim Patrick has really been the constant wide receiver here for this team for the last four seasons through the multitude of quarterbacks. And I'd say that Courtland Sutton's the next guy there. They've been pretty even there, but the production that Timmy P has, I think, speaks for itself, Sarah. And I think that he's going to add a valuable metric to this Broncos offense, even more so than he did in 2021, because of the fact that now he's extended, he's made it, he's earned a contract. He's still hungry, and he's talked about that. He said, hey, you know, nothing is guaranteed. He said Von Miller was under contract when he was traded. So even though he just signed a brand new three-year extension, he said, hey, there's no security in the NFL. So he has that chip on his shoulder, and he's done a really good job of mentoring a lot of the undrafted rookie free agents that have made the team. He's spoken to them at training camp when the roster's at 90 players to tell them, like, hey, go out there and make a play a day. If you make a play a day, the coaches will recognize that, and you'll have an opportunity to stay on a roster, which I think Tim Patrick is good. Everything that you want in this Broncos team, both on the field and off the field, I think Tim Patrick provides that and doubles that even more with how he conducts himself. I think the Broncos have a really good player that hasn't been talked about enough here, and so I'm glad we get to talk about Timmy P. But I'm excited to dive a little bit more to Tim Patrick and maybe why Tim Patrick will be the most important contributor on the Broncos offense here in the 2022 NFL season. You'll get that coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, let me tell you about BetOnline.net, the other sponsor of today's episode of the show. And our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports information. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's basketball playoffs, Major League Baseball scores, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. And as we enter the fourth quarter action on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos, once again, thank you so much, Broncos Country, for making us your first listen of the day every single day. Sarah Bettinger and myself, we appreciate you so much for your interaction, because we bring you daily Denver Broncos news, content, and coverage here on the Lockdown Broncos podcast. Sarah, continuing on today's episode of the show, of our expectations series, as we continue highlighting players on the active roster, talking about Tim Patrick. Why might Tim Patrick be the most important contributor for this Broncos team here in 2022? Sarah, I'll have you kick it off, my friend.
Well, I think one of the biggest things from Tim Patrick is availability, right? You look at all the other receivers on this team, they've all missed significant time or pretty significant time in the regular season over the last couple of years. So Tim Patrick has been the guy that is always available, you know, and that's ironic, right? Because he came into the NFL with a major injury concern. Like, you got to go read up on the story of how he broke his leg at Utah, and they didn't know if he was ever going to play football again. And it was a crazy ordeal that led him even into the NFL in the first place. Maybe even being able to walk or run again. I mean, it might have been that crazy at the time, but just in general, he has proven himself to be the most consistently available guy. And what I love about this, Cody, you mentioned this in segment one about how he's quarterback proof. Broncos fans should understand something. Over the last two seasons, the quarterback rating for any of the quarterbacks that you mentioned in segment one that have thrown to Tim Patrick has been 103. So, I mean, that's insane to think about. You think about the quarterbacks that have thrown him passes over the last two seasons. For the quarterback rating, when the ball is thrown Tim Patrick's direction, to be 103 is pretty remarkable, because that's up there among the best in the league in terms of quarterback rating. So when you're talking about Tim Patrick, you're talking about availability, you're talking about reliability, like we've mentioned. That's just the kind of guy that he is. It's the kind of player that he is. It's the kind of teammate that he is. Like you mentioned, it extends far beyond on the field, right? He's reliable and dependable. The Broncos know they can count on him, and the front office really recognized that last season.
Well, I think that's exactly why George Payton extended him. I mean, those traits right there, he's got this underdog mentality. He's always embraced that from the moment. And obviously, I do encourage Broncos fans to look up that story about his comeback from that very horrific leg injury he suffered at Utah. I mean, he's as resilient as they come. And for him, I love and applaud his story. But the fact that you have all those quarterbacks there that have thrown him the football. It just goes to show, when you throw the ball to Tim Patrick, great things happen for your offense. And I just remember there being times in games where the Broncos offense suddenly got in rhythm, and who was the benefactor of a big play? Well, a lot of times it was Tim Patrick downfield on a 20-plus yard catch, or, you know, hey, more recently in 2021, one of the plays that stood out to me the most, there were two games. There was one against the Cowboys, the 44-yard touchdown catch that he had against Trayvon Diggs, who had 11 interceptions this past season. He burnt him, scored a touchdown, gave up another, you know, allowed Trayvon Diggs to give up yet another touchdown to a receiver. And then you go in and you have this impressive performance against the Cincinnati Bengals. Remember, the Broncos offense needed some momentum. What does Drew Lock do? He just throws it up to Tim Patrick. He goes up and mosses a corner, and then he does the too small thing and they throw a flag. I love that about Timmy P, though. He's a game changer. He provides that momentum shift when a team needs it. And when you combine him with the rest of these guys on this offense, and Sarah, I think health is the biggest factor here for this Broncos offense here in 2022. If they can stay healthy, I have all the confidence in the world that they can do some really good things, because you know what? While you have a new coaching staff in place, you can't simply ignore the Broncos personnel that they have at the receiver position, now at tight end, even on the offensive line, the solidarity that they have right now, the options that they can move around in training camp there. And then you mentioned the running backs. Bring it back, Melvin Gordon, Javonte Williams. I mean, this is an offense that has all the potential to be super dangerous, but Tim Patrick, in my opinion, will probably be the most important contributor because of what you said, the availability. It all goes back to the saying, you can't make the club from the tub. I haven't seen a time where Timmy P's been in the tub. This man has been on the football field grinding, and I am so stoked about that, to kind of see his growth here. Now, a question I have for you: how do the Broncos, with Cortland Sutton, with Jerry Jeudy, with Greg Dulcich, with Albert O, with Melvin Gordon, with Javonte Williams, how do they spread the volume out amongst all these pass catchers? Because there's always a saying like, you know, hey, you know, someone's going to be unhappy. I feel like if the Broncos are winning games, nobody's going to be unhappy. But it's like, how do you spread the volume out between all these guys?
Well, it makes me think, just as you're talking about that, first of all, that's a great problem to have, isn't it? It's an awesome problem to have.
Kingsbury even said that too.
Yeah, exactly. That's not something you're going to lose sleep over at night if you're Nathaniel Hackett, that's for sure. But I really feel like, you know, last year we saw this early on. You remember we saw over those first three games when Teddy Bridgewater was playing really well, the Broncos were really highlighting one guy in their offense each game. And that's not to say that, well, we're going to give Tim Patrick 15 targets this week and everybody else is getting like two or three. That's not what I'm thinking here, but I think that highlighting one guy per game and really saying, hey, we're going to attack this specific matchup with this specific guy. And I think that's where Tim Patrick is really going to be able to shine, because he is a favorable matchup against a lot of defensive backs. Why? Because he's bigger than almost all of them. So that gives you an opportunity. If you can get the ball into the red zone, I think that's where you really scheme a lot of Tim Patrick's touches, and you really say, hey, we're gonna make sure that he gets red zone targets, because he is our best, most proven red zone weapon at this point. But I like the idea of, with that kind of I'm not going to call it murderer's row type of lineup there, but I mean, it's a really good offensive lineup, especially with Russell Wilson throwing the ball. And I think that when you have that, you have the opportunity to really pick and choose each week. We're going to exploit this matchup. And I was thinking as we're getting ready to do this show, I was like, well, could Cortland Sutton maybe be like the Davante Adams, and then Tim Patrick is kind of like the Alan Lazard, and Jerry Judy's kind of like the Randall Cobb? I don't necessarily know if that's the case, because I think there's certain weeks where Tim Patrick can be Davante Adams. There's certain weeks where you can interchange those kind of guys. So I really like his potential to be, one week he's wide receiver one, the next week the biggest play that he makes is a big time block on a run, but he's still having a huge impact on games. And I think that's kind of that's just who he is as a player, right? We don't necessarily, and maybe we've come to expect too little of him, right? Just with given the quarterback play that the Broncos have had, maybe I'm expecting too little of him. Maybe he's going to go out every week and he's going to get 10 targets and he's going to absolutely cash in on 8 or 9 of them every single week and just dominate out there with Russell Wilson at QB, because with Russell Wilson, the game has completely changed. It's no longer about, hey, we need to make sure we're getting all these guys targets. It's just like the running back position. We're going to feed who is balling out. And if Tim Patrick is getting a 103 quarterback rating with that list of QBs that you mentioned, I can only imagine what he's going to do with better ball placement, better timing from Russell Wilson, better trajectory on a deep ball that he's able to actually actually go up and get, because we know the deep balls have been way off target from the Broncos quarterbacks the last couple seasons. So I can only imagine, Cody, what he's going to be able to do with better quarterback play. And I don't think wide receiver one is an undersell for him. I think that's where he's at as a player.
That's his absolute ceiling. And I think for the room that they have there, those guys have embraced, I think, in that wide receiver room that, hey, you know, if it's my week this week, I'm ready for it. And going back to what you mentioned about 2021, those guys prove that week in and week out. Okay, hey, you know what? I might be the focus this week. It's going to create opportunities for this guy next week because I had such a good game last week. They're going to focus on me. It's going to allow him to eat. Then they're going to shift that focus there. I mean, if the Broncos offense stays healthy, Sarah, that is a problem that NFL defenses and defensive coordinators will have to figure out. How do you stop Cortland Sutton? How do you stop Tim Patrick? How do you stop Jerry Jeudy? What if Greg Dulcich is just absolutely demolishing people? Albert O. What if the run game with Javonte and Melvin is unbelievably freakish? There's going to be so many problems that this offense, when healthy, can present. It could change the landscape here for this Broncos team in 2022. And Sarah, I'm excited to see Tim Patrick and this Broncos offense take the field next week as organized team activities do continue at the UCL Training Center in Inglewood, Colorado. But that'll wrap up today's episode of the show, Broncos Country. Tomorrow's episode of Lockdown Broncos, we're going to take a look at Patrick Surtain II. What are his expectations entering his second year in the National Football League? You get that and much more on tomorrow's brand new episode of the show.